Here I am, beloved, and there you are, beloved. I am Astorius Miraculi, and today I want to share with you something that Spirit has been kind enough to reveal from within in my soul. Seven keys to abundance. You know, these are times that are challenging for many. You know, a lot of shifting with regards to what we're doing work-wise, some not wanting to do the things that they have been previously doing. And so there's a lot of change that is happening, and the economic security feels very shaky for many, many people. So abundance is a really important piece for us to be working with right now. So the seven keys to abundance. Number one, appreciate the miracles that are sleeping in the void. Abundance begins in the womb of the universe. Number two, invite, allow the unseen abundance into the manifest realm of that which is seen. Number three, when abundance seems small, let your gratitude soar. Maximize the minimum. Number four, when you see others prospering, jump for joy as if it was you, because it is. Number five, measure your worth by virtue of your being, not your doing, achieving, or creating. You are a billionaire of being. Number six, share your abundance inwardly and outwardly with everyone. And number seven, scan the universe and eternity for everywhere and every when that you flourish, and own all of the abundance that is, was, or ever will be. So let's break these down so we can go ahead and be abundant in the way that our Creator intended for us to do, to be. Abundance is our birthright. So looking at the first key to abundance, appreciate the miracles that are sleeping in the void, and abundance begins in the womb of the universe. Just like the creation story says, you know, that in the beginning the earth was void and without form, and that darkness was upon the face of the deep. You know, that God created the heavens and the earth, but that the earth was void and without form. So it's interesting, not saying that the earth didn't exist, but that it was void and without form, simply meaning it was one of the miracles of manifestation that was sleeping in the void, in a state of that which is unmanifest. So the trap for so many human beings is that there is very little appreciation for the intangible reality of success or abundance. You know, we tend to appreciate it when we can see it, feel it, touch it, taste it, all of those things, which is important. Manifestation is a wonderful thing. Yet manifestation is effect, not cause. Cause is never visible. And cause is that which is the root essence that is also within the sacred void. And as I said before, abundance begins in the womb of the universe. The womb of the universe is likened to the sacred void. When a woman is pregnant with child, She has no guarantee that she won't miscarry, and it's an embryo, you know, within her womb. Yet if she is wise, she honors the codes of pregnancy, and it helps to ensure that she will give birth to a live and healthy baby, and that she won't miscarry. And so, beloved, I don't want for you to miscarry your abundance. And if you don't appreciate the miracles which are sleeping in the void, that's exactly what could happen. You could miscarry your abundance. Your abundance being stillborn. So appreciate the miracles that are sleeping in the void. And just like the second key to abundance, invite, allow the unseen abundance into the manifest realm of that which is seen. The unseen abundance. Now, you invite it and you allow it. You know, it's just like, once again, in the creation story, the Creator said, "Let there be light." Which is like unto saying, allow the light to be. Not make the light, make there be light, but let there be light. Allow it to be. You know, it's a powerful thing to allow. Someone knocks upon your door, and it's up to you whether you allow them to come inside. So you know when someone knocks upon your door and they stand upon the threshold, you have the power to say yay or nay. So your power exists in allowing. And so allow and invite the unseen abundance into manifestation, that those miracles will then come leaping from the void into manifestation. Number three, when abundance seems small, let your gratitude soar. Maximize the minimum. One of the traps that so many people get caught in is that if the external appearances are not as great as they wanted them to be, they allow the gratitude to become flat. Gratitude is a powerful magnetic force that draws all of the abundance that you could ever want for unto you. And it's very hard to be in pain when you are in a state of gratitude. So when the abundance seems small, let your gratitude soar. You maximize the minimum. You know, that abundance might represent that which you've achieved. You know, when you achieve something, if that achievement seems small and insignificant, don't invalidate it, but rather validate it by virtue of maximizing the minimum. Because when you maximize the minimum becomes the maximum. So this is a really important thing to remember. You know, it's just like getting your magnifying glass out. And number four, when you see others prospering, jump for joy as if it was you, because it is. This is another one of the things that happens for so many people, is the trap of feeling jealous. Being jealous of those who accomplish. Envious of those who accomplish. If you're jealous of the one who has that thing that you want, in actuality, you are jealous of that thing that you want, and therefore you push it away. Every being accomplishing anything, anywhere, anywhen, is you accomplishing by extension. And so when you see others prospering, jump for joy as if it was you, because it is. Number five, measure your worth by virtue of your being, not your doing, achieving, or creating. You are a billionaire of being. A billionaire of being. All of the worth of the whole universe that is, was, or ever will be is contained within your being, within my being. We are the microcosmic container of the macrocosmic all that is. Look at the way that our Creator loves and appreciates us. It is by virtue of our being. There's nothing that you could do, achieve, or create that causes the Creator to love you any differently. So let us follow that example in the recognition that we are of infinite worth just because we are, by virtue of our being. And the reason why God, Goddess Absolute, values us in that way is because we are God, Goddess Absolute by microcosmic extension. And God, Goddess Absolute knows the wisdom of loving its own self, and therefore God, Goddess Absolute is loving us. So let's follow that example and also be in the recognition that God, Goddess Absolute is our own self by macrocosmic extension. You are a billionaire of being. We are billionaires of being. I am a billionaire of being. So let's rise in the resonance of that which we truly are. Number six, share your abundance inwardly and outwardly with everyone. You know, it's, you know, when you share your inward abundance, it's like the qualities that you have, if you have a great mastery in making things happen in your life, you know, then you want to say, God, Goddess Absolute, take a counterpart of this mastery that I have and bless every other being. That's to share, you know, your inward abundance, the mastery that you hold within the realm of your consciousness, within your heart, within your mind, within your being. And then share your abundance outwardly, you know, as best you can. You know, being generous, because that which is given unto others is that which is given unto our own self by extension, therefore creating a magnetic field that attracts unto us greater and greater and greater abundance. And number seven, scan the universe and eternity for everywhere and everywhen that you flourish, and own all of the abundance that is, was, or ever will be. No matter how much you seem to be suffering in this physical realm, this three-dimensional reality that we're all in, when you let your consciousness soar beyond the limitations of this three-dimensional reality and scan the course of eternity, you can find so many places or so many sectors along the course of eternity where you are infinitely flourishing. And the knowledge of that abundance is within you, because you commemorate the past and you pre-memorate the future. You know, you are the cellular memory of all that is, was, or ever will be, a biological and living library of the greatness that is. And so remember to do that, that even though you seem to be suffering in this particular moment, that there are so many sectors along the course of eternity where you don't suffer and where you are in a state of flourishing. And owning all of the abundance that is, was, or ever will be, recognizing that it's all you. There's a cellular counterpart inside of you for every being. And so now I'd like to share with you Money Formula, a selection from my book, Miraculi, Song of Ascension. And going to also provide the words, you know, in print, so that you'll be able to invoke this along with me. So let's bring about this manifestation, and let's join in consciousness for the abundance that we are so graciously worthy of by virtue of God's intention for us. Money, money, crystallize, stream right now into my hands. Golden sun within me rise. Let abundance take a stand. Let there be the transmutation of financial constipation. Great success. Now come along, sing with me prosperity song. Doubt and fear to cancellation. Gold now fills my situation. With my heart I thank you, Lord. All I want I can afford. Let it not only be for me, let all the world be rich and free. Let love and peace and truth abound within my life, the world around. Within my hands be ceaseless action, bringing wealth and satisfaction. With God, vision and reflection, see my money's resurrection. No more to be without. No more worry, fear, or doubt. Gold for me is everywhere, and with all I ever share. Let good fortune go before me, right beside me and behind me. All with money now adore me, with gold and emeralds they adorn me. Here's the vision I now see. My love has brought reality. Oh yes, it does exist for me. The angels have now set me free. I love you so much. I am Astarius Miraculi, and you can access me on the web through Astarius.com, Astarius.com. Again, the money formula piece I shared is from my book, Miraculi, Song of Ascension, also available via my website. Also, being a sound healer, I have a number of healing and transformational CDs that I invite you to partake of. And please share this video with all of your beloveds so that we can all work with this common invocation for our abundance, and we can rise into the majesty of that which our Creator has eternally intended for us. Aho. Ashe, Amen, Namaste, Hotep, In La Kesh, Alak In.